Hi, babes. Welcome to the Highway to Health podcast. We are your hosts, Elvi and Vale.
The podcast for open conversations about health, talking about the struggles of living with chronic illness, coping with emotional hardships, and sharing all the lessons we've learned along the way.
We want to be a source of information, empowerment, and community, but we are also here to show you that we are normal people too and have struggles and off days.
Grab your green juice, lemon water, herbal tea, or whatever suits your mood, and make yourself comfortable and get ready to get on the highway to health.
Hello, hello.
Babe, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. I'm so excited. It's actually Friday as we're recording this week's episode, and the sun is shining here. It's so bright out, even though it's like 6:30 in the evening, and I'm just so excited for spring. What about you?
Oh my gosh, me too. Same feelings for sure. I'm so excited for summer, and I've got a little dog on my lap now, not anymore. He just wanted to go down. But no, it's super nice to have like a bit warmer weather again and sunny days, and obviously with the time change now, the sun is going down a lot later, or I mean to be exact, an hour later than before, which to me just like it makes me so happy.
It makes the biggest difference, actually.
It really does. Wow. And just a quick disclaimer, I think we talked about this a while ago that I'm fostering a dog, right?
Yeah,
I think we mentioned it. Yeah, so for anybody that didn't catch that, I'm fostering a dog, and just for you guys to know that there might be some sounds coming from my end.
And it's not Valentina.
He's currently chewing his blanket. So yeah, that's my situation. But no, I'm doing good. I'm excited to get into today's topic. I feel like it's very fitting for this time of year. And so yeah, should we just get right into it?
Yes, babe. Let's do it.
Amazing. So as I mentioned, I don't know if any of you guys could maybe guess what today's topic will be, but the spring season, to us at least, it really just symbolizes change and new beginnings, and it's a really great time to kind of cleanse your space, but also your physical body. And so today's episode, we're going to be talking about detoxing and cleansing in general. So kind of the benefits of it and, you know, things that you can consider while cleansing. So yeah, I think this is a really relevant topic, and I think this time of year is really just the perfect time to do a little cleanse if that's suitable for your lifestyle. But yeah.
Yeah, and adding on to that, I also think that not only when you cleanse your physical body, you also cleanse your mind and like your spirit as well, because they are interconnected, as we mentioned, like in each and every single episode. But it's so true, because when you do cleansing on the inside of your body, in terms of like maybe doing a diet, or not a diet, but like changes to your diet or your lifestyle, then that will also be noticed through your mind, like mental clarity, spiritual connection to yourself. And that's one of the benefits, I would say, as well, because you will be much clearer on your vision, your goals, who you want to be, who you want to become, and everything. So I just think we should jump into some of the benefits and the purposes of doing a cleanse. And first and foremost, for all of those of you who are on our journey with us along the medical medium healing tools, cleansing is great for getting rid of toxic heavy metals and viral byproducts in our body. So for example, we're constantly being exposed to viruses, bacteria, and other pathogens, but also toxic heavy metals in the form of like different fragrances, smog, gas from cars and like gasoline, I mean, and also radiation. So it's constantly important to do cleanses, whether you're doing it like daily as a part of your lifestyle or going on a cleanse every now and then. Oh, I can hear Lolo.
I'm so sorry. I really hope it's not going to catch on too much on the audio.
Yeah.
But he's having a bit of a moment. But
yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Were you done? Or did you?
Yeah. Yeah. I was done. Let's say that.
Okay. Sure. yeah. No, I completely agree. And I think this is a really great topic to also talk about because, you know, to a certain extent, there is a lot of factors that are kind of out of our control in terms of our health, things that affect our health. For example, all of the things that you mentioned. And, you know, you can stay at home all the time and, you know, not have any of those chemicals in your house and like all of those things. But like, you know, then you're not going to be living your life. And like, it's also important to get out and things like that. So I think it is kind of creating that balance between like the things that you can control and, you know, kind of accepting and like trying to limit the things that you can control. And I think cleansing is a really good way to kind of support your body in order to be strong, in order to deal with these external factors. Because when you have like a strong immune system and just like a strong inside environment, then you're much more able to fight off like viruses, but also just external factors that are, you know, you're exposed to that you can't necessarily control all the time. So yeah, I think this is a really good point. And then another amazing benefit, obviously, is that through cleansing and detoxing, you're really able to give your body kind of like a reset. And I really love to think of it that way because it's something that you can do regularly. And I kind of like to, you know, think of it as the seasons that, you know, with every new season, you can kind of do like a little reset and kind of like a little cleanse for your body. And I think this has so many benefits in terms of like just going back to yourself and like going back to the basics as well. And just kind of creating that foundation again, that really strong foundation, because, you know, it is hard to always stick to all of these different things that, you know, we're trying to implement into our life. And so I think doing specific cleanses is a really good, in a way, kind of like challenge for yourself to kind of get back into those things and really like dedicate your health to that and your time to that in order to, you know, feel better and just have a good environment for yourself.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And it's also so important to be mindful and know that it doesn't matter what you've been exposed to before, because we all have different prerequisites. And maybe Valentina has been exposed to much more toxic heavy metals than I have, also from like ancestors or depending on where you live geographically, what you've been given as a diet when you were growing up. And cleansing is just like an amazing tool that you can use whenever. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done, and like where you're at. You can always do a cleanse and it will always be beneficial when done correctly. And that's also some of the parts we will go into. But like Valentina was mentioning as well, it can really help boost your immune system and give you that protection, strengthening yourself from other invaders, and also being susceptible to becoming sick. Because if you are strong in your immune system, your body will be so much better at fighting off different things, and you will be less likely to have the seasonal cold or flu, and just strengthening yourself consistently.
Yeah,
strengthening yourself consistently in the right way, eating the right foods, and giving your future self the benefits of doing that.
And then as the next point, detoxing and cleansing is also really beneficial for you to just have more energy in your life and for you to live your life more fully and just to enjoy your life to the fullest and really be able to do that. And I think a lot of people dealing with chronic illness or that have dealt with chronic illness can really relate to that, because I think when you are really sick, you kind of start to appreciate the energy that you do have when you feel well. Because I mean, at least for me personally, I know for you as well, like when you are kind of bedridden and you really, you know, can't do a lot of things by yourself, It is very, like, what's the word? It's very frustrating, and it's very kind of, you realize and you kind of start to appreciate a lot more when you do feel good. Mm-hmm. At least that's been my experience. And I think with cleansing, like, it's a really good way to kind of fuel yourself in the right way for you to have enough energy and, like, enough energy to live your life to the fullest and to actually be able to do the things that you really enjoy. And I think this is a really beautiful way to think of it, because, like, yes, you're cleansing the toxins out of your body, and, you know, you're cleansing all the guck out of yourself, of course. Mm. Like, that's super important. But at the same time, like, I think it is really important to think about all the benefits that you're getting from it in, like, a more positive light, as in, like, what you're gaining from it. And I think this is one major part that, like, I know that whenever I do a cleanse, like, that's when I do feel my best. And so that's just a really good motivation as well to, you know, do that and really just feel really, really good in your body and clear in your mind. I think that's also a really important thing.
Yes, yes, yes. And another benefit is that it helps circulate your lymphatic system, mainly because it will make you less sluggish. You know, if you are someone who gets a lot of edema or water retention, you wake up with a puffy face, and that's usually a sign of inflammation in the body. When you start doing a cleanse, your body will become less sluggish, you will have less brain fog, and you will not feel as slow as you used to. And this is because the lymphatic system is starting to circulate again, and it can't circulate by itself. We have to constantly activate it and do things in order for it to actually move along and mm-hmm. catch up all of different byproducts and toxins and flush it out. And cleansing is a great way to help our lymphatic system and give it a little push. And that will also, like, that's one of the direct benefits, because you will truly feel less inflamed. And that's something that I love to see with myself. Just after, like, one day of doing a cleanse, I can already mm-hmm. feel it, which is so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those direct effects are just so amazing. And it's such a good motivator as well. When you get immediate results, you're like, you really want to keep going and doing more. And mm-hmm. yeah, that's amazing. So coming to our second to last point, we kind of touched on this at the beginning as well. And that is that cleansing is not just for your physical body, but it's really like a whole emotional and spiritual and mental kind of cleanse as well. And I think we really realize that when you are on a cleanse, that you kind of start to have a lot more mental clarity, and perhaps like certain things emotionally will come up that then you can deal with. And I think it's a really good way to kind of allow your body to process a lot of the things that maybe were like stuck deep inside, or you just had never like even thought about dealing with, or that just like were, you know, your body always protects you from like certain things that when you're in a very stressful environment, your body will always protect you from the things that, you know, thinks it will harm you. And so when you do a cleanse, your body is really able to kind of release that, because you are in a more rest and digest kind of place. And so certain things will come up that then, you know, you can target, and that will obviously in turn also make you feel a lot better physically, emotionally, and just like having that light kind of feeling, I think is just the best thing when you're on a cleanse, just feeling really flowy and just like not like you have any back like luggage on your back, or like, you know, just like really light and kind of like you're floating in a way. And I think that kind of symbolizes that really well, and like that mental clarity, just getting rid of all of that like brain fog and things like that, that just like creates so much so much more ease in your mind for you to have more clear thoughts. And I think also like a great way to kind of enhance that is to do like a digital kind of detox while you're doing a cleanse. And I think that will really benefit you, because it kind of goes hand in hand, and like it'll align very well with like the eating detox, like the diet detox. How do you say that? Like the food?
Yeah. Food detox. Yeah. Food cleanse.
If food cleanse, exactly. That you have both of those aspects as well. So I think that's also something really nice to keep in mind.
Yeah, amazing. And moving on to the last benefit that we will touch on, because there are a lot of benefits, and you can do your own research as well and see if there is something that motivates you to do the cleanse, if we haven't mentioned any already. But this one is really interesting, and it's actually that when you do a cleanse, it can reset your taste buds. And that means that it can really reshape your whole palate in your mouth and your reaction to certain flavors and foods. And this is so interesting because when I was in India, they actually gave us like, I think it's called a dali, and it's like 12 different dishes, smaller dishes, with each having a different flavor. So one was like sour, one was sweet, one was salty, one was more neutral. Then they were like some different flavors. I think one was called like aspirate something. You know, when it's like in the back of your tongue when you eat something really sour, but it's not sour. Like bitter, but yeah, because they were bitter. And then there was one like the tongue of a cat, like, you know, it's like sandpaper, and of flavor. It's hard to describe it. And in the beginning, I was so reluctant and I didn't want to eat it because I was like, I'm not a picky eater, but it was really not that good. And then by the end of my 6 weeks, I was loving it and I was eating every single thing. And that just goes to show how much like a cleanse can change your perception of foods, and also not forgetting to mention your relationship with foods, if done correctly, of course, because a cleanse is not like a diet, which is meant for you to lose weight or attain a certain body type, because that's definitely not what we stand for on here. We just want to promote a cleanse as something healthy that can actually promote your health and well-being, and it can really mend your relationship with foods by getting in touch with your body's needs and cravings, and really trying to listen to what your body intuitively tells you to eat. And when you, that's the amazing part about a cleanse, because sometimes you focus so much on certain foods during a cleanse that you don't even notice all of the foods you take away. But then the signals from your gut to your brain become so much clearer as well. And that's a huge benefit. Mind-gut connection.
So personally, I've really experienced such a massive change in my taste buds, because like pretty much up to when I was 17, I was the pickiest eater you could literally imagine. Like I would basically only eat pasta, steak, rice, potatoes,
and that cheese thing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, cheese with marmalade on bread. That was like my go-to, and like a very specific marmalade as well. So yeah, I was a very, 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 very picky eater. My parents, I think, had a very tough time with me. But I did get it from my dad. He was the exact same for me as me. Like he also only started trying things when he was 17. So we were very similar in that way. But yeah, so that being said, like when I was 17, I slowly started to eat a little bit more. Like I started eating fish. Like that's to the extent to which like I did not eat anything. But then when I properly kind of started getting into I went vegetarian, and then, you know, I had to extend my palate a little bit because a big portion of what I was eating, you know, fell out. So I couldn't, I had to kind of expand more to the vegetable area.
Definitely. And important.
Yeah, exactly. And I did really, really, really notice that when I first started eating per medical medium, like his protocols, I started craving and eating and liking so many of the foods that before I literally despise, or not even despise, I had just never tried them, really. I would always say it that I didn't like it, but I never tried it. And so that just goes to show that, like, when you eat certain foods and, like, also, because, like, if you think about it, like, your body, your taste buds will make you kind of crave the things that you're eating, like similar things. And so if you're constantly consuming like junk food, a lot of processed foods, a lot of like fried food, a lot of very salty foods, or a lot of sugary foods, then your body is automatically going to crave that more because you're used to eating all of those things. But then when you start switching to like a more healthy diet and more healthy foods and like, you know, more whole foods and more fruits and vegetables, your body will then also start to crave that in turn. And so that's something that that shift I really started to notice is that the more that you eat like more plant-based foods and more whole foods, your body will start to adjust to that and you will start to crave that more rather than like the maybe more processed foods that you ate before. And so it does just come with time as well that like your body will change and your taste buds will change. And that's such an amazing thing that like you don't really have to like do much. You just kind of have to, you know, eat more fruits and vegetables and like whole foods. And then automatically your body just gets more used to that. And, you know, for me personally, like if I were to, I used to, when I was in high school, I would have like, you know, those Twix bars, mm-hmm. the chocolate bars.
I know.
Yeah. I would have one of those every single day for breakfast.
With a croissant
every single day.
Oh my God.
And like, I craved that hard, you know, needed that almost. Now, if I mean, obviously I don't have it because it's like gluten, dairy, whatever. But if I were to have that, it would be so, so sweet for me. A lot of the things that I used to eat, like now it's way too salty or way too sweet for me because those things are loaded with like,
Addictive stuff,
exactly. And like things that make the taste like more intense or whatever. A lot of artificial sugar, flavoring. A lot of salt, artificial flavoring. Like also a lot of the candy that I used to eat. Like my sister says this all the time. Like when she eats the candy that she used to eat, she notices that like it's too much. Like you notice that when you swap those things with healthier things and then go back to it, you will notice that it's way off like what nature ever intended, you know? And so I think I went a little bit on a tangent there, but I'm very passionate about that.
Yeah. It's so important as well, because some people think that it can be really hard doing a diet change or doing a cleanse, but it's of course going to be hard because you haven't exposed your body to maybe some of the things that are included in a cleanse. So just give yourself time, because of course, if you've been eating the same things since you were born, it's not going to come natural because you've been trained not to like certain things and maybe really only like some things.
And your body grows accustomed to it as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And dependent on certain things. Mm-hmm. But moving on, I think this part is really important as well. And we want to always educate and inform you on different things. And these are just some things that we think are important to think about while doing a cleanse. So I'll just start off with the first one. And this is actually really important not to exhaust yourself while you're doing a cleanse. Of course, there are different levels of a cleanse. I personally would never recommend a water cleanse to my clients. And if you would ever do it, which I don't recommend, you should literally just lay down in bed and like even not go to the bathroom, because you don't get any calories in. It can be really tough on your body, but that being said, if you do a cleanse, a normal cleanse, try to really listen to your body and see if you have the energy, which you otherwise would have, because all cleanses take a lot of energy from your body while they also provide energy. So that balance, you have to find it for yourself and really listen and tune in. I would try to do slower type of movement, not so high intensity, but more low intensity workouts, going on a nice walk, and just trying to maybe focus more of your time being in the kitchen, connecting to yourself, like Valentina said as well, spiritually and emotionally, and just acknowledging the fact that your body is doing some cleaning on the inside and that it's working more than you think from the outside.
I love that. And I think just quickly to clear up something that you mentioned, I think it is important to mention that, like, it's not about the calories, because you're still, or you should still be consuming enough and as many calories as you usually are. But I think what it's about is the fact that cleansing it, while when you're cleansing, your body is obviously releasing a lot of toxins that, you know, were maybe locked up or like, how do you say, like they
accumulated
exactly. And so because of the things that you're doing in the cleanse, those toxins get released and they, you know, get flushed out of your body. And that takes a lot of energy from like your day to day. And so that is the reason why you shouldn't overwork yourself when you're doing a cleanse, because a lot of your energy that maybe usually, you know, you would dedicate to maybe higher intensity workouts or, you know, other things, just like being more busy or like, you know, doing certain things that just like take up more of your energy. Those, that amount of energy that usually goes to that will then be dedicated to helping your body flush out those toxins. And it can be very draining. You know, you can feel very exhausted when you're doing a cleanse, both physically as well as mentally. And I think that can really take a toll on, you know, your day to day. So it is important to consider that and also do a cleanse when you can actually dedicate that time for yourself. Like, don't do a cleanse when you're, when you have like the busiest week and like you have a bunch of work and you're super stressed. Like, that is not the time to do a cleanse, right? Mm-hmm. You should really, you know, block off some time and really dedicate that to yourself and to that cleanse that you're doing. Just a quick side note.
Really good. Really good add-on.
Yeah. So then for the second point, this is super important, kind of also in relation to what I just mentioned, is to stay hydrated, and especially with living water. So by living water, I mean like adding citrus, like lemon, lime, orange, things like that to your water. Or you can also add herbs, you can do teas, or you can add like fruits and vegetables as well, just to add some life back into your water, because nowadays our water is pretty much dead, even if you filter it. So just that's what I mean with living water. And then with staying hydrated, I think this is super important, because we are, with a lot of the things that we're doing on a cleanse, like especially the cleanses from medical medium, we are releasing the toxins from our liver and different parts of our body. But we, if we're not properly hydrated, those toxins will pretty much just circulate in our body and just keep circulating. Like, you have to hydrate yourself in order to flush out those toxins as well and actually eliminate them out of your body. So that's kind of why it's important to stay hydrated.
And for your body to have every day, and for the body to have the right support when expelling all of the toxins, like you say, they usually get accumulated in the liver and expelled through our pee. So really drink extra much water on a cleanse. And then moving on to the next point, which is also connected, something to think about is to graze every 90 minutes. So this is coming back to the first point, why it's so important not only to drink water and like do a water cleanse, because our body really needs the support from energy in the foods that we eat, especially focus on higher energy foods, which are more energy dense. And this is like a cleanse. It's not a fast where you are supposed to go without food, because like we've mentioned, your body really needs to have the tools, the energy to provide it and to be able to complete a cleanse and carry through all of the toxins that are in your body all the way out from the body and not just let it circulate and sit in there. So both through staying hydrated, but also grazing on something every 90 minutes. And I would say, of course, medical medium adrenal snacks are good, but whatever, fruit, veggie, or other things that you would like are good, depending on the cleanse you're doing. I love bananas, apples, and dates, for example. And combining it with leafy greens will make it last longer or make you feel more energized, which can be important on a cleanse.
Yeah, really well said. So then coming on to the next point, which is kind of knowing the difference between a detoxing symptom and a flare-up. And I think this is like kind of a tricky one in a way, because I think it is definitely difficult to tell the difference. I don't know if you think differently.
No, I agree. I really agree. And that's why it's so important, because when we have a detox symptom, there are things that are going to come up because our body has been accumulating so much over the years. So things will be released simultaneously as they get expelled. So maybe fatigue can be a symptom of detox, but there can also be like positive symptoms of detox. But if you're fatigued or you're really like exhausted, there is a difference, of course, and that's a sign from your body. But I think the main importance, you know, between a symptom, detox symptom and a flare up is that a cleanse should never go too far that you feel like it's making you worse. Maybe you have a day or an hour during the day where you feel really low in energy, but then by taking an apple, if that doesn't fix it, then really try to work with a health coach or look into your protocols and see what you can actively change in your cleanse. But also a flare-up is usually like directly connected to your maybe virus or your symptoms previously. And if that gets heightened, for example, if I have a lot of brain fog and then I go on a cleanse and it gets even worse and it doesn't go away for a couple of days, then maybe take it down a little bit, because we can strain our body during a cleanse and expose it too much to cleansing as well. And it's about finding that balance again.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I think with the flare-ups, like you mentioned, like it is super important to, when you are doing a cleanse, to continue to tune into yourself and like check in and ask yourself how you're feeling, and like also track your symptoms, I think is also a really good way, because it is super important to not overwhelm yourself. And I think for me in my journey with eczema, I think I really did push myself too hard at times, and that then caused me to have more detox flare-ups and throughout my journey to have a lot of flare-ups due to cleansing, because I cleansed kind of like too hard. So I think that's something that, you know, is a very fine line, because you want to be detoxing, but you don't want to be detoxing too hard. But I think, there's not really like a general kind of way to say like, okay, this is too much and this is like a good amount, but it's very individual to every person. So a good way to kind of understand that is to track it. You know, something that I like to do with my clients is like to create a tracker and then for them to kind of write down the symptoms that they're experiencing and maybe going on, and to kind of understand also where it's coming from, and then, you know, you can adapt as you go. And yeah, I think what the goal ultimately with cleansing, obviously flush out the toxins through our natural ways of elimination, and, you know, to avoid the toxins to come up through different symptoms. But yeah, there's definitely a very fine line between those two kind of areas. And yeah, you just kind of have to check in with yourself and analyze like how you're reacting to the things that you're implementing, and then adapt with it as you go, so that you know, you're keeping track of it and you can understand what's going on and how you're reacting to it.
Exactly, exactly. And I also think that it's important to mention, or adding on to what you said, of like wanting to cleanse because you notice that something's working for you and you're so fed up with being sick for many, many years, so that you just want to become better at once. And yeah, especially going into medical medium protocols, like you notice the changes so quickly. So you just want to be adding on more and more and more, more and more.
Yeah.
But sometimes you really have to push the brakes a little bit and just like stop and reflect. What's happening with my body? Am I going too fast? What can I do to gently help my body along the cleanse? And that's important. And I mean, we mentioned it already, but our next point that's important to think about is that cleansing too hard can put a strain on your adrenals and your organs and your body in general. So that's why it's also important to supply your body with the right type of energy, so that it's actually supplied with that and can fulfill the cleanse from start to the beginning. It's kind of like the antibiotic cure that the doctor gives you, just to like put it into context. Like, you're really supposed to fulfill the whole cleanse, because there's a purpose of doing that and tuning in to what you're feeling, how your body is reacting. And maybe, you know, everybody is different, so maybe you don't need as much and maybe you need more, who knows. But that's important. And then we also want to mention the quality of sleep, because our body will filter out even more toxins throughout the night, especially our liver, and it gets all accumulated in there. And it's kind of a circle, like it keeps on going day out and day, day out and night. And therefore, sleep plays a huge role to give our liver the right support, but also for you to just get rest and be able to reset the next day.
Exactly. Because what we mentioned earlier, like cleansing and detoxing does require a lot of energy. And so it is very important to get that, you know, good quality sleep and enough sleep for you to feel rested the next day and be able to take on the day, the new day, and, you know, deal with the next hurdles that you're being you're facing. So yeah, that sums it up for the little tips that we have for you to think about while cleansing. And now, as like kind of our last section, we would love to give you guys some actionable kind of takeaways that you can implement straight away. And also just some little tips that you can implement right now, like that is not like a full-on cleanse, but just some little things that some little changes that you can make in your day in order to, you know, cleanse in a gentle way and just, you know, not changing your entire life, but just changing a few things. So our first point is the medical medium morning cleanse. So this includes the lemon water, then the celery juice, and then the heavy metal detox smoothie. And I think this is a really good kind of foundation for you to implement in your day-to-day, and just like in general in your life, in order to see benefits of like cleansing and just to feel better. Because I think the morning time is really the need to set yourself up for the entire day. Because if you think about it, like if you make good choices in the morning, you're much more likely to feel motivated and be dedicated and to keep making good choices throughout the day. And the same with vice versa, making maybe poor choices in the morning, then you're much more likely to think like, oh, I already messed up in the morning, or like I already didn't do that, then, you know, I shouldn't even bother doing the rest. So this kind of goes hand in hand. And so the morning cleanse is a really good time for you to support your body in the right way. But then additionally, also kind of, how do you say, like, I don't know, scientifically, I guess, like because we are cleansing a lot throughout the night and then we wake up, it's kind of like a fresh, clean slate. So our body was detoxing a lot of toxins and kind of eliminating a lot of things throughout the night. And so it's super important to hydrate in the morning in order to actually flush that out and not just keep circulating it. So that's why, you know, a lot of hydration is really good. And then, of course, the heavy metal detox smoothie is, and also the celery juice, of course, is really key to kind of flush out those toxins and really release those in your out of your body. And I think this is a really good kind of routine for you to set up for yourself to just feel better in little ways, especially if you maybe don't have the time right now to do like a full-on cleanse that lasts several days. And it's just something small that you can incorporate. And even if, you know, the whole three steps is too far, you can also just start with whatever is realistic for you. If for you, just the lemon water is good and you can, you feel like that's realistic for yourself, do that. I always think like a little bit is better than nothing at all. And so do what you can do. Like, even if you can only do the celery juice, just do the celery juice. If you can only do the heavy metal detox smoothie, or you only feel like doing the heavy metal detox smoothie or anything else, do that. You know, make it, take it and adapt it to your own life. Because that way you're actually going to stick with it in the future and you're actually going to make it a routine for yourself. Because if you don't enjoy it, then, you know, there's no way that you're actually going to stick with it. So yeah, just something to keep in mind.
Exactly. And adding on to that, I also think adding, if you are in a more tropical environment or can get your hands on coconut water into your morning cleanse, is also amazing. And also thinking about, because the amazing thing about the medical medium morning cleanse is that you also refrain from fats during the morning, because that's when your body is actually able to cleanse. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you do add in fats or cooked foods, your body's detox process stops or halts.
Or slows down, and,
slows down, exactly. Yeah. And especially since, like we've mentioned, your body accumulates so much in the liver during night, it's important to have those hours during the morning for it to actually get rid of them. Mm-hmm. And that's also why it's important with a lot of hydration in the morning. Mm-hmm. But along the lines of what Vale said is that, yeah, little changes go a long way, and it really makes a big difference, bigger than you know. So anything that you actually add into your diet, it will help you detox. So for example, if you have your normal diet, your normal day to day, and you just add in one glass of lemon water each day, that's amazing. Same goes if you have your normal, maybe American standard diet, and you take out sodium or table salt, you're already like giving your body a huge advantage in cleansing. Mm-hmm. And maybe if you're not like used to eating fruit or vegetables at all, just having one apple a day can really do so much for your body. And slowly easing into a cleanse like that and not making too many changes all at once, I think that's very healthy for like the mind, body, and everything. And yeah, just trying to implement more teas, drinking more water, eating more fruit, and having less sodium in your diet, so that you slowly incorporate these little changes, maybe 1 week at a time. Then you will also notice the changes more like directly related to the little changes you do. And that will create a positive feeling in your body, and that will cleanse you even more.
Yeah, exactly. No, I completely agree. And I think I really do believe that the little changes do make the big difference, because that is something that you will actually stick with. Like, consistency is really gonna be the game changer. And if you make all these crazy changes that, you know, take maybe a lot of time to prep, or like are not sustainable if you're like very busy and like out a lot, then those big difference, big making those big changes aren't going to make a difference in the long run, because you won't be able to stick with it. And I think making those little changes, it's like you can always just, you know, grab a banana or something and include that in your diet, or grab an, or like ask for some lemon in a restaurant. It's those little changes that you can actually implement like in the long run as well. And you can actually kind of like make it sustainable for yourself. And so that is why it's going to actually work in the long run as well. So I really love this point. As another kind of actionable takeaway for you guys is to try some mono eating like meals. That basically what that means is just to eat like a meal of like a single thing. So for example, like potatoes is a very popular one, or a single like a mono meal of like mango or papaya with some lime juice is really good as well. And then you can include some leafy greens. I think that doesn't count, right? Mm-hmm. You can still have that.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
So that's a really good way to kind of include like simple little cleanses. And it's just very gentle on your body, and it's very easy for you to digest as well. And you know, you can do this whatever is realistic for you. If it's every single day you want to have a mono meal, or if it's 3 times a week or 2 times a week, whatever is realistic for you. Those little changes are really going to make a really big difference. And then also eating overt fat-free for a little while can also really change a lot for you. So something that I think is very popular is like to eat fat-free until like the afternoon or the evening or something. Mm-hmm. So that's something that you can try out. And obviously with the more, if you're already doing the morning cleanse, then your morning is fat-free. Then you just have to have some snacks and a lunch that's fat-free, and then, you know, you're good to go. And so I think that's also a really easy thing to implement. It's just some little changes that you can make. And you'll definitely feel the benefits really, really fast as well.
Yeah. And I think that's so interesting because we've talked about trends and health fads in previous episode, but with like taking out fats for a while, how beneficial that can be during a cleanse and to support your health. If you're suffering with any reoccurring symptom, while society is telling us to do like the low carb, high fat, and I'm more of a high carb, low fat. And I don't think there should be like that you should avoid anything completely if you do have maybe a history with a bad relationship to foods or an eating disorder or emotional eating. But this just shows that it's possible to cleanse in a really gentle way to your body that doesn't have to affect you or trigger you, but rather it's informative and it can actually really support you and make you feel so good, whilst other trends and diets can make you feel restricted and like it's not sustainable at all. And that's amazing. And the last point, unless you've thought about another one while we've been talking, is to incorporate juices into your day. And this is like one of the best tips in order to get healing, nutrients, vitamins, but also energy packed into one glass rather than just having your regular glass of water or milk. You can just grab your juice and you can put anything into it. And that's why it's so sustainable in the long run and fun. And like, oh, I love it because you can really make your own juice blends and try out new things. I mean, I tried having sweet potato, like raw sweet potato, in my juicer, and it was so nice. It was like such a smooth texture that I hadn't really experienced before, even though I've been drinking juices since forever. And that's really one takeaway, to incorporate more juices into your day, preferably if you do it at home so you make sure it's fresh and like all clean ingredients, or if you have Joe and the Juice nearby or any other good brand that you know near in your country. It's really good.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think this is a really broad area that you can really experiment with. Like you mentioned, you can literally juice like absolutely anything. I feel like also with the medical medium brain shots, like all the different ingredients that he puts in there, like I never even considered to juice sweet potato or asparagus or what else is there, like spring onion, like all these crazy things that obviously for some it's like, okay, maybe not the tastiest, but like you can still add certain things a little bit, and there's so many different benefits for literally every single vegetable. It's really easy to digest, and all the minerals and vitamins are very available for your body to absorb. So something really nice about juices, the colors is also a very fun part in my
agree.
You can make so many amazing colorful juices. So that's a really positive, nice note that we're gonna leave you off with. This was super fun to record, and I hope that you guys were obviously able to learn something, like with every episode. And hopefully you incorporate little things into your day-to-day that will help you cleanse in a gentle way. Perhaps we even inspired you a cleanse, such as 6-9 or the 28-day raw cleanse that Medical Medium has in the springtime, because it is really time to do a cleanse and just to reset your body physically, emotionally, and mentally. So we're going to leave you on. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I think you covered it all. Happy cleansing.
Happy cleansing. I love it. All righty. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode.
If you found something helpful, make sure to share this episode with your friend or a loved one you think could benefit from it.
And if you enjoyed the podcast, make sure to subscribe and leave a review, because it really helps spread the word to more health babes around.
If you haven't already, also make sure to follow our Instagram at Highway to Health Pod to stay up to date and connected on our upcoming episodes. And also follow our personal accounts at She's Powered by Plants and at LV Heels to get to know us even better.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.